Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, June 9th, 2011. This is audio boo number 94. Well, we had a rally on the market today, and I want to talk a little bit about Anthony Weiner. Well, you know, Wienergate, right? The guy, I don't know. Is it cheating on your wife? I think it is, right? Boy, his wife is got to feel sorry for her, right? All the stuff she's got to go through. Knowing that her husband's on social media, sending pictures of himself and to other women. And I was reading some psychologists, and they're saying, well, it's just a sign of a lonely married man, which is not a great way to spend time with your wife, trying to tell her, hey, I'm lonely. But anyways, you know, I don't know what to think of it. We kind of went through this about a little over a decade ago, 15 years ago, really, with Bill Clinton kind of staring us at the face, and we've had a lot of other things in the meantime. But this one with Weiner stood out because of his adamant refusal over the past week, you know, telling folks that somebody hacked his account and making up stories. I mean, he's just a master politician, I guess. I mean, he did it really easy. It seemed to come easy to him. So I don't know if he's through as a politician. I think he should be, and I think his wife should be through with him. I mean, why would she want to put up with that, right? Go find somebody else. Leave him to his Twitter porn or whatever he was doing. Social networking porn. Sending pictures of himself. Okay, hey, the stock market. Hey, we rebounded today, right? And, I mean, it wasn't a huge up day, which I think is even better. You know, I would have been worried if it was 2% up, even though my spy trade would have went in the black. But I think it's kind of good just to, you know what, let's just not go crazy with a one-day wonder. Because sometimes the biggest one-day wonders happen in the opposite direction of the trend, right? So if we're in a downtrend and we get a, you know, 2 or 3% update, that's not really a cause for celebration. But if we get a kind of a small minor update... Nope, telephone. Pausing! Hey, I am back. All right, got that business taken care of. My pool's been broken, so just talking to the pool guy. Anyways, hey, So yeah, so now we got a little small minor upgrade in the market today, or move up in the market today. Maybe that's the kind of move that can feed into tomorrow and maybe turned around for a little bit. You know, I thought that the highs that we saw in April, we've really been in a trading range for quite a while, right? And we've repeated the highs, and we last hit them at the end of April. And since then, in May, we've been stair-stepping down. And so far, June, I mean, today was the first positive day, you know. So far in June, it's been kind of ugly. You know, now maybe that we got close to the March lows, you know, maybe that's close enough for the trading range, and now we'll go back up, or at least partially all the way up. And hopefully it's not another lower high. It'd be nice just to see the trading range defined, and that would make trading it a lot easier. Of course, we'll only know that in hindsight. But anyways, hey, let's not predict the market right now. Let's just talk about what happened today. I guess as far as the market goes, I got some cash, and I've got low beta stuff. I do still have the spy trade and some oil, but relatively conservative, not going gangbusters here. Although, you know, making a stab near the March lows, hey, that doesn't necessarily not make sense, or I should say that does make sense, I think. Anyway, so the S&P was up just less than 1% today, and I guess we had 6 consecutive down sessions, man. But anyways, the U.S. trade gap, right? It's we had some good export numbers, and so they're saying, hey, maybe it's not as bad as we think it's going to be. Maybe the second quarter GDP might be about 4.4% higher. So I don't know. That's just what's going on. But the bottom line is that. Well, you know, it's kind of funny here at MarketWatch. They said the U.S. trade gap deficit narrowed sharply in April as imports from Japan were curtailed due to the earthquake. So, that's kind of a different, interesting look at it. Like, hey, it's nothing to do with you. It's them. Anyways, Asia stocks are up as I type. It looks like, you know, whatever we do, they do. So, they're kind of mimicking us right now. And I don't think I have anything in Japan. So, well, I do have some emerging markets. I still have some emerging markets. Hey, did you see Newt Gingrich? He's getting some turmoil in his campaign. The high command quits. So, he got a lot of negative campaign when it came out against Paul Ryan's Medicare plan and the GOP House budget. But if you really think about it, he's a little bit more of a shrewd politician. I don't know how Paul Ryan's going to come out against Medicare and win an election. It's kind of the third rails of politics: Social Security, Medicare, any kind of entitlements where folks think, hey, I worked all these years and I need these benefits. And heck, they were promised to him, so I don't know what you do either, but you do have to reform it. Reform's going to come, and my guess is going to be some sort of means testing, right? They're going to say, hey, guess what? You already have a pension. You don't need Social Security, or you have a lot in the bank or your 401k, so we're going to test you, means test you out of it, or something like that. Anyways, hey, I am going to cut it here, and that's it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one.
And the music in the background from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is straight out of junior high with my iPod. See ya.
Doesn't have the songs that we first made love to.
It doesn't.